Are you okay? All right. We are ready to proceed forward. Next item on the agenda relates to video gaming manufacturer distributor supplier items. Mr. Fruchter.
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, on March 6, 2019, Creative Game Technologies LLC submitted its application for a video gaming manufacturer's license. On August 21, 2019, during the course of the investigation by Gaming Board staff, applicant's attorney requested leave of the administrator to withdraw the application. On September 5, 2019, I objected to the request to withdraw pursuant to Rule 555 of the board's adopted video gaming rules. Thereafter, in accordance with the board's rule, applicant requested leave of the board to withdraw its application.
Thank you. Any questions for the administrator? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I move that the board deny Creative Game Technologies LLC's request for leave to withdraw its video gaming manufacturer license application.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed say no. Motion carries. License renewals, AGS LLC. Anybody here on their behalf? Hello again.
Hello. We'll move it along. Chairman Ed Winkowski at Greenberg Turek, on behalf of AGS LLC, respectfully requesting a renewal of their supplier license. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Winkowski? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the board renew the video gaming manufacturer, distributor, and supplier licenses of AGS LLC for a period of 1 year, expiring in January 2021.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Yes, second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed say no. Motion carries. Thank you. Terminal operator license items. Mr. Fruchter.
We have first WG Illinois LLC.
Is there a representative on their behalf?
Hello.
Hello.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, thank you for seeing us. I am, for the record, Todd Abbott, Chief Compliance Officer of Warner Gaming. Warner Gaming is the 100% owner of WG Illinois LLC. Mr. Bill Warner is the 100% beneficial owner of Warner Gaming. Between Mr. Warner and his companies, they've been licensed or found suitable on 38 occasions in 28 jurisdictions across the U.S., including Canada and Europe. I myself have worked for Mr. Warner for 7.5 years. I previously worked for the Nevada Gaming Control Board in the Investigations Division. So I have a little bit of familiarity with suitability applications. We're a company of professionals, veterans of the gaming industry, and so we've been interested in the Illinois VGT market for some time. We especially, not just because it's a flourishing market, but we're especially interested because it's a very stable regulatory environment. It's also a level playing field. And we feel that this should be a model for VGT markets as they expand across the country. So that being said, we're happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. Any questions for the gentleman? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Yes. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board issue a terminal operator's license to VG Illinois LLC for the term of 1 year, expiring in January 2021, as the applicant has demonstrated his qualifications and suitability for licensure.
Thank you. Is there a second?
A second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed say no. Motion carries. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much.
Mr. Administrator?
Also up for consideration is Lakeview Gaming LLC.
Anybody here from Lakeview?
Okay.
Good afternoon again, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Mr. Fruchter, Mr. Rollinsini. Donna Moore on behalf of Lakeview Gaming. Here with me today is the principal of Lakeview Gaming, Judge Gloria Chevrolet, and we're happy to answer any of your questions.
Are there any questions for Ms. Moore or the judge. Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board deny Lakeview Gaming LLC's application for a terminal operator license.
Is there a second?
I second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote, and I would caution that an aye vote means to deny. Is that correct? Correct. Okay, so we'll proceed to the vote. Those in favor of the motion to deny the license, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, say no. The motion to deny carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
License renewals. Any discussion about this? Hearing no discussion, I'll entertain a motion.
Yes. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board renew the following terminal operator licenses for a period of 1 year, expiring in January 2021. Admira LLC, Andy's Video Gaming Company, Illinois Gaming Systems LLC, Illinois Gold Rush Inc., Illinois Video Slot Management Corporation, J&J Ventures Gaming LLC, J. Hay Enterprises LLC, Quad Gaming Inc., Sparrow Gaming Inc.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed say no. Motion carries. Technician and terminal handlers, Mr. Fruchter.
First, we have initial licenses, approvals, and denials. This month, staff provided the board with a list of 58 applications for terminal handler licenses. Based on our review, we recommend that the board approve the applicants appearing on that list.
Thank you. Any questions or comments for the administrator? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
President, Mr. Chairman, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move the board approve 58 terminal handler licenses subject to licensees' payment of that applicable license fee on or before February 29, 2020.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed say no. Motion carries. Mr. Administrator.
Next, we have license renewals and non-renewals. Staff requests that the board renew the licenses of technicians and terminal handlers who are licensed or renewed in January 2019, are in compliance with the Video Gaming Act and the board's rules, and have properly updated their application and paid their annual fees on time.
Thank you. Any questions? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board renew the technician and terminal handler licenses that were licensed or renewed in January 2019 and who have properly updated their applications, timely paid their annual fees, and are in compliance with the requirements of the Video Gaming Act and the board's rules.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I second.
Any discussion? We will proceed to the vote. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed say no. Motion carries. Thank you. Next item, video gaming establishment applicant items. Mr. Fruchter.
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, staff provided you this month with a list of a number of establishment applications for your consideration. We recommend that the board approve 107 applications and authorize the administrator to issue notices of denial to 7 applicants.
Any questions or comments? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board approve 107 video gaming establishment license applications for a period of 1 year, expiring in January 2021, subject to licensees' payment of the applicable licensing fee on or before February 29, 2020, and further authorize the administrator to issue notices of denial to the following 7 applicants: AB Old School Inc., doing business as Old School Saloon, Bootsy's Bakery LLC, DBA Bootsy's Kitchen, Cubsest LLC, doing business as Swing Masters, Joseph Boyd, doing business as River Bottoms, Snacks El Gordo Inc., doing business as Snacks El Gordo, Sophie's Whiskey and Wine LLC, DBA Sophie's Whiskey and Wine, and Tinley Beef LLC, doing business as Pop's Italian Beef.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. Those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, say no. Motion carries. Mr. Administrator.
Staff also recommends that the board renew the establishment licenses that were licensed or renewed in January 2019 that are in compliance with the requirements of the Video Gaming Act and the board's rules.
Thank you. Is there a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the board renew the establishment licenses that were licensed or renewed in January 2019 and that had properly updated their applications, timely paid their annual fee, and are otherwise in compliance with the requirements of the Video Gaming Act and the board's rules.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed say no. Motion carries. Request for hearing, reapplication, Mr. Proctor.
This month, staff reviewed six requests for hearing. The first request comes from Corey Gillum, doing business as George's Pub. On December 26, 2018, the licensee was issued a disciplinary complaint, DCV 18-170, fining the establishment $1,000 for failure to maintain obligations to the state, including multiple active tax liabilities, failing to pay gaming renewal fees in a timely manner, and allowing the liquor license to expire. The licensee never filed an answer to the disciplinary complaint and did not pay the outstanding fine amount. In November 2019, the board voted to non-renew the license on the basis of the failure to meet all of the qualifications for licensure. In the request for hearing, licensee admits to the various underlying tax issues that were alleged in the disciplinary complaint. Licensee also claims that she never received the disciplinary complaint. However, the request for hearing does not state facts that would support a finding of suitability. As such, the licensee fails to state a prima facie case, and the staff recommends denying a hearing.
Thank you. Any questions for the administrator? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Based on staff's recommendation, I move that the board deny the request for hearing made by Corey Gillum, doing business as George's Pub.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I second.
Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed say no. Motion carries. Mr. Administrator.
Next we have Angie's Gaming, Inc., doing business as Angie's. On November 7th, 2019, the board denied licensure to the applicant due to the applicant's alleged involvement in a scheme to defraud a terminal operator with regards to the payment for awnings at the location. Applicant's request for hearing denies all the factual allegations in the notice of denial. However, the request for hearing does not include facts which, if true, does include facts which, if true, would show suitability for licensure. Under the Act, applicants have the burden of proving suitability for licensure. They have established, or they have at least alleged facts that would establish their sufficiency for licensure. The request for hearing, I've completely mangled this. Let me get to that. Staff recommends that the board grant the request for hearing.
Thank you. Any questions? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Based on staff's recommendation, I move that the board grant the request for hearing made by Angie's Gaming, Inc., DBA Angie's.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed say no. Motion carries. Mr. Administrator.
Our third request is from AJ Ventures, number 2 LLC, doing business as Jules 67. On December 19th, 2019, the board denied licensure to this applicant based on the criminal history of the 100% owner. In applicant's request for hearing, the owner admits to his criminal record. He states he has been sober since March 2012 and states he believes he is a better person than his past shows. The request for hearing meets all the procedural requirements of Rule 615, but alleges no facts on which the applicant will try to show suitability for licensure. Applicant has therefore failed to state a prima facie case, and staff therefore recommends that the board deny the request for hearing.
Thank you. Any questions for the administrator? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, based on the staff's recommendation, I move that the board deny the request for hearing made by AJ Ventures 2 LLC, doing business as Jules 67.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? We'll proceed to the vote. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed say no. Motion carries. Mr. Frechter.
We now have the Illinois Lady LLC doing business as Bluefish Cafe. On December 19, 2019, the board denied licensure to this applicant based on the relationship between the owner of the location and family members who have an interest in the terminal operator. In the request for hearing, the applicant admits the various familial relationships and facts relied upon in the notice of denial. Applicant alleges no additional facts. Because the applicant has alleged no additional facts, applicant has failed to state a prima facie case, and the staff therefore recommends that the board deny the request for hearing.
Any questions for the administrator? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Based on staff's recommendation, I move that the board deny the request for hearing made by the Illinois Lady LLC doing business as Bluefish Cafe.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed say no. Motion carries. Mr. Administrator.
Next we have Ski 4 Inc. doing business as Nioga IGA. The board denied this location in December 2019 on the basis that the location was less than 100 feet from a place of worship. In the request for hearing, the applicant states that the location had been issued liquor licenses several years before the church moved into the building within 100 feet of the location. If true, this would be an exception to the location restriction in Section 25H of the Act. Accordingly, the applicant stated a prima facie case, and staff recommends granting the request for hearing.
Thank you. Any questions for the administrator? I just have one quick question. Can you remind me?
I can answer it.
I hope you can. Can you remind me what community this is?
I cannot.
Okay.
but we can get that information for you.
Later is fine. Thank you. I was just curious. Is there a motion?
I think it's Nioga. It's the town.
Okay.
Where it's located, although I'm not sure where that is.
Thank you. Thank you. Is there a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's recommendation, I move the board grant the request for hearing made by Ski 4 Inc. doing business as Nioga IGA.
Is there a second? Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed say no. Motion carries. Mr. Administrator.
Finally, our last hearing request is from Christine Lindberg, a denied terminal handler applicant. The board denied this applicant in December 2019. In the application, the applicant stated that she had no arrests. Investigation showed the applicant was arrested. In a request for hearing, Ms. Lindberg explained the incident and cited facts leading to her belief it was not an arrest. She further states that her failure to include it in the application was an honest mistake. In addition to the hearing request, the applicant requests in the alternative to be allowed to reapply immediately where she will fully disclose the arrest. Staff recommends denying the request for hearing and granting leave to reapply immediately.
Thank you. Any questions? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Based on staff's recommendation, I move that the board deny the request for hearing made by Christine Lindberg and grant her leave to reapply.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Those opposed say no. Motion carries.
We now have requests to reapply. And this month, the staff reviewed four requests. The first comes from Charles H. and Sandra Inchsign, DBA, the Pub Club Broadway. In September 2019, the board voted to non-renew this location for failure to remain current in obligations to the state, resulting from a failure to pay the fine related to disciplinary complaint DCV-19063. On November 7th, 2019, the board denied the request for hearing. The request failed to comply with most procedural requirements of Rule 615 and did not include facts upon which the licensee would have relied to show suitability for licensure. The request to reapply apologized for the previous failures, including failure to renew the liquor license. The owner states that when he was hospitalized, he was not able to keep up with the requirements of the business. He also states that he is adding new video gaming manager to assist with business issues in the future. Staff recommends allowing reapplication.
Thank you. Any questions? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Based on staff's recommendation, I move that the board grant Charles H. and Sandra Ensign to do business at the Pub Club Broadway leave to reapply.
Is there a second?
Yes, second.
Any discussion? We'll proceed to the vote. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion carries. Mr. Administrator.
Our second request to reapply is from Neiman Foods, Inc. doing business as Save-A-Lot, number 474. Applicant was denied licensure in June 2019 when the applicants planned to have the video gaming terminals placed in a location where staff would not be capable of monitoring the machines while conducting their other duties at the location. In the request to reapply, the applicant states they have corrected the issue. Staff therefore recommends allowing reapplication.
Thank you. Is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's recommendation, I move that the board grant Neiman Foods, Inc., doing business as Save-A-Lot, 474, need to reapply.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? We'll proceed to the vote. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed say no. Motion carries. Mr. Administrator.
We next have a request to reapply from GPM Investments LLC, doing business as Jiffy Stop number 586. The applicant withdrew its prior application in June 2019 while it was continuing renovations on its structure to allow for a more secure gaming area. In the request to reapply, applicant states the renovations are now complete and would like to commence the application process again. Staff recommends allowing the reapplication.
Any questions for the administrator? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, based on staff's recommendation, I move that the board grant GPM Investments LLC, doing business as Jiffy Stop number 586, leave to reapply.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed say no. Motion carries. Mr. Administrator.
Our last request to reapply is from Canal Port 2, Inc., doing business as Canal Port. Applicant was denied licensure at the September 2019 board meeting after having issues that it rendered it not qualified. In its request, the applicant states that these issues have all been rectified and asks that it be permitted to reapply. The staff recommends granting the reapplication.
Thank you. Any questions? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, based on staff's recommendation, I move that the board grant Canal Port 2, Inc., doing business as Canal Port, leave to reapply.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed say no. Motion carries. Litigation and settlements, Mr. Frochter.
Members of the board, staff provided you with a number of settlements for your consideration. First is Onesti Entertainment Corporation, doing business as Arcata Theater. In December 2018, the board denied licensure to this location on the basis that the 100% owner, Robert Onesti, had a 1986 felony conviction that he failed to disclose. In his request for hearing, Mr. Onesti stated that he did not believe at the time of the application that he had a felony conviction. During the pendency of the administrative hearing, Mr. Onesti's attorney was able to locate and provide court records from 1986 showing that while Mr. Onesti was charged with a felony, he pled guilty to disorderly conduct, which at the time was a misdemeanor. The court records conclusively show that the basis for the original denial was incorrect, and staff therefore recommends rescinding the denial and granting licensure.
Thank you. Any questions? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
I move that the board rescind the December 2018 denial of Onesti Entertainment Corporation, doing business as Arcata Theater, and grant said applicant a video gaming location establishment license.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed say no. Motion carries. Mr. Administrator.
Next, we have Sunshine USA Enterprises, Inc., doing business as Morris Sitco. In December 2018, the board denied licensure to this truck stop applicant on the basis that it did not meet the 3-acre requirement. The applicant was leasing additional parking space from an adjacent hotel, but the application did not reflect how this parking space was part of the truck stop facility. Subsequent to denial being issued, the applicant has amended the lease to clarify how the space contributes to the 3-acre facility. Staff recommends rescinding the denial and granting licensure.
Thank you. Any questions for the administrator? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I move that the board rescind the December 2018 denial of Sunshine USA Enterprises, Inc., doing business as Morris Sitco, and grant said applicant a video gaming location establishment license.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed say no. Motion carries. Mr. Administrator.
Now we have Giovanni's Catering, Inc., doing business as Giovanni's Catering, Inc. In September 2019, the board denied licensure to this location on the basis that the terms of its liquor license were restricted by statute to inconsistent times because the applicant was located in a senior citizen's home owned by the village of Dalton. This created a high likelihood that the location would inadvertently operate machines when the liquor license was inoperative, a statutory violation. Applicant has provided definitive evidence that the statutory restriction no longer applies to the hours it may serve liquor or its liquor license because the village sold the property to a private owner and that applicant has an unrestricted pour license. Staff therefore recommends rescinding the denial and granting licensure.
Thank you. Any questions for the administrator? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move that the board rescind the September 2019 denial of Giovanni's Catering Inc. doing business Giovanni's Catering Inc. and grant said applicant a video gaming location establishment license.
Is there a second?
Yes, second.
Any discussion? We'll proceed to the vote. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed say no. Motion carries. Mr. Frechter.
The next settlement is from Grand River Jackpot LLC. In November 2018, the board voted to issue discipline against Grand River for not properly splitting net terminal income with a location. Grand River has argued that the arrangement was merely an accounting tool and a common practice in the industry. Nonetheless, Grand River has since been sold to Excel Entertainment Gaming LLC, who submitted a settlement offer on behalf of Grand River, offering to pay the fine, but disputing that the practice violates the law. Staff recommends accepting the offer.
Any questions for the administrator? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I move that the board authorize the administrator to enter into a settlement agreement with Grand River Jackpot LLC and to settle the matter for amount offered and if appropriate, resolve the disciplinary complaint.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed say no. Motion carries. Mr. Administrator.
Our final settlement is DCR 18005, Thomas Kraft. The board revoked Mr. Kraft for engaging in inappropriate behavior while a patron at another casino and for being disrespectful to IGB agents who confronted him. Mr. Kraft submitted a settlement offer and points to the fact that he has no further incidents. Staff recommends the board delegate to the administrator authority to settle this matter.
Thank you. Any questions? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
I move that the board delegate to the administrator the authority to enter into a settlement agreement and, if appropriate, resolve this matter.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? We'll proceed to the vote. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed say no. Motion carries. Mr. Administrator.
Last, we have two administrative decisions to address. We begin first with Fill Up Mart, Inc. doing business as Fill Up Mart number 12. On September 14, 2018, the board voted to deny this location establishment a license. The denial was based on the criminal record and associations of Philip Hodges, the husband of Doris Hodges, the 100% owner of the applicant. Mr. Hodges is applicant's video gaming manager and board identified person of significant influence or control. After an evidentiary hearing, the administrative law judge ultimately concluded that due to Mr. Hodges's criminal background and long history of past association with a convicted felon and illegal gambling machine provider, the applicant failed to meet its burden to prove suitability for licensure. Additionally, the administrative law judge further concluded that additional evidence admitted at hearing that was unavailable to the gaming board during the investigation revealed that Mrs. Hodges has repeatedly engaged in questionable business practices which supported a finding of additional just cause for denial. Staff recommends that the board adopt the recommended decision of the administrative law judge as a final board order.
Thank you. Any questions? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move that the board adopt the administrative law judge's recommendation in 18GB057 in regards to Philip Mark Inc. doing business as Philip Mark number 12 and issue a final board order of denial.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed say no. Motion carries. Mr. Administrator.
And our last item involves a decision in DC 17-29, in re discipline of Jeffrey Haynes. On September 17th, 2017, the board issued DC-1729 to Jeffrey Haynes, a Level 2 occupational licensee at Rivers Casino. The board issued several disciplinary complaints to various Rivers employees at this meeting after an investigation revealed that the employees engaged in illegal sports wagering at the casino. In a four-count complaint, the board alleged that Mr. Haynes both participated in the illegal betting operation. After a hearing, the administrative law judge found that Haynes engaged in legal sports betting by purchasing football squares and that he had been paid out after winning on such wagers. The administrative law judge recommended that, although discipline is warranted, the board reconsider revocation to the extent that the discipline relied on allegations that Haynes organized the illegal behavior. Staff recommends that the board adopt the administrative law judge's findings of fact and recommended decision with a modification and issue a final board order suspending Haynes' license for 2 years.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
I move that the board adopt administrative law judge's findings of fact and recommended decision, except any fact or conclusion that suggests that a licensee is not subject to revocation for a single instance of illegal gambling, and issue a final board order suspending Jeffrey Haynes' license for 2 years.
Thank you. Is there a second?
A second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed say no. Motion carries. Any other business to come before the gaming board? Okay.
Our next gaming board meeting will be March the 12th, and as we did last month, we'll have a short media availability downstairs, approximately 10 or 15 minutes after this meeting.
Any other business? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries. We stand adjourned.